Having the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rab, Hashayif Ed, Shneim V'Shalash Mekemes, Shechitas Eik Sheira. So Rav holds that the Shechit Shneim V'Shalash Mekemes is kosher. So like Yehuda, when I said it over to Shmuel, Shmuel's Shechita was, no, but Inon Shechita Mefuras. And Rav Shimon Lakish also holds that Rav Shimon Lakish said, "Nein, the shechita sheim mufuras, shenamar chayt shachol l'shaynam mirma diber." So Rashi is mefarish that what's this case of shneim shleishim mukaymis? Rashi says that you cut shachadach kan v'chazar v'hischil lishchad l'mata l'mata. That there's a problem of a possible problem of mufuras if you cut and then on the in the same side, same. Place your chaytech lamala lamata. Rashi's in Farish, Mefuras is in Megulav Nikaris. Rashi on your test and they says Miloshin and Paras Resha Isha. And Rashi says, Hain Chad Makam. Chayt Shachod, Rashi says that a chayt is in a chaytech beiz mukemis. So Rashi is explaining that the case of a shchita shein Mefuras is a case where you were chaytech on one side. The Gimel Mekaymus. Stam, the Gimel Mekaymus, Stam Leit Rashi means Lama Lama. It's just, it's clear, Beis Mekaymus is enough. Gimel Mekaymus would be Lama Lama. Tosis brings down two other Pshatim. First, brings down from the Sheltis of Rachai. It says Beis Gimel Mekaymus means around the same Simon. And there's a space in between the, those places where you're chaytech. But tziruf, it's rave, but you don't have rave in one place. And it's even if it's on different levels of the simon. And Rabbi Nachman says the basic gemukaimis means that you did rave kana lamalo, rave avesha milamato, and this is frags that the chaytech felt in gemukaimis. Fine. So. Tosis asks on Rashi, says, what exactly is Rashi's tzir? If you didn't shecht a roiv in any one of these mekemes, so then what's pshat in Rav? Rav is saying that even though it's not a shechita mefuras, it's kosher, l'chayro, you never shechted Rav Simonim and avad that should be fossil. And if you did shecht a roiv in makom echad, so... That's a shechita mufuras. So let's leave that for a second. So Tosis says that the pshat in Rashi is that avada you did shecht a roiv b'makam echad, which the Rosh is mufarish that you shechted a roiv second. First you shechted a miyot, and then you shechted the roiv. And there's a new problem with shechita mufuras, which is that when you normally shecht, it opens up. But if you shechted, if you cut already a cut, lamalo or lamato, then it's not gonna open opposite, and that will be felt in shechita mufuras. And l'chayro, this is medayik in Rashi. The Levari is medayik in Rashi. That Rashi says, "B'shayim shloshim mekemes shechotach kan." He uses the lashon of chaticha. First, did a chaticha, which would be mashma a miyot, and because of hischol lishchot lamata lamaylo. Then Rashi uses the lashon of shchita. So it sounds like you first did a shchitas miyot, and then you did a shchita, and that's gonna be rev. Zaktoisvus. The Gemara fears that Reb Elazar tries to bring a raya against Shmuel against Reish Lakish that says that basically the Messiah was sakim b'sheich din afilu echal mal vechal matash kedasik sheiro, which we're understanding it was with Beis Sakinim. Well, like I was no shkita mufuras, so Taisa says, say shmakatarts that. What happened was is that in this case, both of them did rife. Zaktosis, no, you can't say that because they didn't do it Rav at the same exact time. So when one guy was doing a Mir and the other guy was doing Rav, so the guy who did the Rav, his Shechita is gonna not be Mefaras, and that's Nifsal. And then even when the other guy finishes up, it messes up. Once it was Nifsal, it's done. And Maram jumps on Taisus. And Maram says, well, what is Taisus talking about? Chayro, you had Shnayim. They're both being Sheikh and Rav. Taisus just said a pshat of that if you have only one cut in the Siman, so then the Beis HaShechita is Mervach Rabach. If you have two cuts, so then it's not Mervach Rabach. So, just because they both did Rav, so it's not going to be Mervach Rabach? What's going on? So, Stomo. The way the lashon of the Maram is that who says that when you do Rav it's not going to be Merverach Rabach. With Stama you could say he's coming off okay from Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer seemingly Mikayach Taisus explains that what this whole thing with Merverach Rabach when you have two cuts is that the middle piece goes to one side. One of the cuts is taka going to be Merverach Rabach. The other one is not going to be is going to be get closed up. So, alamol, when you have a meat, when you have one cut that's only a meat, one cut that's a rive, the problem is going to be that sometimes the meat side is going to be the one that's opens up, not the rive. So, Mstamo, but in Taisus's case where they both did rive, so then it doesn't make a difference which one gets closed up, you'll still have a rive. But the Maram is saying, Mechatesi. Mechatesi is the whole Hanocha to go ahead and ask this Kasha, L'chayro. Who says there isn't an ikuv on the Merbach Rabach for each one? I mean, this the Rosh Hash comes and Chadash presses Achan, but fine. So let's also to the entire Tzakasha of the Maram. Let's start back from Taisus Kasha. Taisus asked on Rashi, understanding that you did cut Rav b'makom echad. Frek Taisus on Rashi, if you did Rav, so then you have shechita mefuras. Now l'chayro Rashi alayim, Rashi was already mefarish this. Seemingly, Rashi says mefuras megula v'nikaras dehainu. Rashi gives a dehainu. He's explaining b'makom echad. Means that Rashi is limiting the scope of Mufaras. He's saying that what does Mufaras mean? Mufaras means B'makim Echad. Which, Sarchaim was saying that this, you could say that the Nidan back on Yitzhak Beis by Shechita Asuya Kemasrik. So, we said that Mal Detem B'inon Shechita Mufaras Svelek Kamash Malon. So you could say that the Kamash Malon over there was that a chesaron of kemasrik is not a problem of shechita mufuras, which really is mufurish such an idea in the shechita mukbetzes on Rashi and on Beis by shechita asuya kekolmos. Rashi is mufarish that when it's shechita asuya kekolmos, so it's on a diagonal, so be'etzem you can't see straight in. You have the part in front that's blocking you from seeing the shechita, but still zakter miu b'mokim efer havi v'avol shechita mufuras. It's a shechita mufuras because shechita mufuras does not mean that you could see it. It means dahinu b'mokim echad. So you could say that on your test, asik masrik is the same idea that you can't see it as avik asik komos. So, that would not be a problem of Mufaras. Mufaras is B'makom Echad, and that's also the first in the next Rashi. Rashi says Chetz Shachut, that's Shechita Dumi the Chetz, She'ene Chetich Bebeiz Mekaymus. Rashi doesn't say that a Chetz makes a clean cut. Rabbi Gershon uses the lashon of that. Ma Chetz Shu Yoshar, Vene Okom, Av Shechita Binon, Shtei Mufaras. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that by Chetz is in a Chetich Bebeiz Mekaymus. That means that Rashi is explaining that the problem of Furas is a problem of being Bebeiz Mekaymus. So him came. So you were maskil lemala. You were maskil in one place. Let's talk about a case where Hiskel Ishbe lemala. So you started cutting. Let's say you cut either a Rav Kana, or you cut into the into the Vasha. You did a Chatach. Now, that's if that's left alone, that's going to be a Treifa. So, when you went ahead, so it's not Stam a Chatach Kana Pagam, it's not Stam a Pagam Ba'alma, it was a Haskalah Shechita. It better be a Haskalah Shechita, otherwise it's a Treifa. So then you went ahead and you started cutting underneath. So now you have a shechita that's bebeis mekaymus. So the melos Taisus is saying that v'chayif diya imgeish reiv b'makam echad. So then imkain shechita mefurasi. No, Rashi is going to say that even though there's a reiv b'makam echad, but about you started off with the miyut. So now you have a shechita bebeis mekaymus. Melos going to be chasaron in shechita mefuras. So v'chayif, what did Taisus hold? Taisus. You could say that is that he didn't completely misunderstand this part of Makam Echad, because L'chayra, because I had to point out, is that L'chayra, this Havana of Makam of being B'Makam Echad, L'chayra is pretty much the Havana in Rabbi Nachmanel and even in the Shiltas, because Rabbi Nachmanel says that there's a problem of cutting the Kana Lamala and the Veshet Milamato. What's the problem? Problem L'chayra is this kind of problem. Makam Echad is that you can't line them up, can't put them together. And L'chayra, even the word in the Sheiltas, just the easiest is the Lashon of the Meiri. He says that Afal pi she'ein shechita zu mevureres kol kach, when you cut around. Achar she'ein haroiv b'makam echad. So this problem of that the roiv is not one place, but he's going that. There's no going lalacha. Fine. So the chayra Taisus v'ada could be going with the havana of Rashi of that it's a shechita b'makam. But Taisus is saying is that in a chanam you were maskal earlier and then you cut a roid. But at the end of the day, when I need to have a shechita b'makam echad, if I have a roiv b'makam echad, avada, that's going to be a kiyum of a shechita b'makam echad. Meaning, who cares about that which you cut higher? L'maisa, soif kol soif, if you have a roiv b'makam echad, so you have a roiv b'makam echad, then you should be able to go with that. And Ken Zayin, that Rashi didn't even fully disagree with Tosfos. Ken Zayin, Rashi, avada is maskim to Tosfos, ba'etzem, that if you have a roiv b'makam echad, if you were to start with a chetach and then the vas achas, you would get this chetach b'makam echad lamato of roiv, avada would be kosher. Because if you're medactic in Rashi says v'shnayim v'shalosh mekaymus. Rashi says shechotach kan v'chazar v'hischil lishchot lamato lamal. Rashi says you are maschil to be shechit lamato lamal. Why is Rashi saying you're maschil lishchot? V'chazar v'shochat lamata l'maila. Also, it's not very gishmak. If you look at the Rishon and Rashba, others, they say that Rashi was mukim the case of shnayim v'shalosh mekaymus. Rashi says that case was always, was where you were chaytech a miut. It seems to ask it b'maman of shach, but they quote Rashi as having said that shnayim v'shalosh mekaymus is that you cut a miut. And Mela, they ask Rashi, what's going on? L'chayra, if you weren't chaytech a roiv, so forget about shechita mefuras. Stamazay, it's possible. So what, so they completely missed the boat in Rashi? Tarat says, no. Rashi says, shechotach kan, v'chazar v'hischil lishchit l'mat l'mala. That when you did the chaticha milmala, which, taken alone, is going to be a problem of that l'chayra to ma'isa treifa. So, Elamai, it has to be that there's a ham shachar, like the Shittim Gvetzes brings down from Rashi Yashan, that v'chazav v'eschal lishchit l'mayla k'gon shalei shal shir shehiya ben chaticha l'shchita. He also druksoyes chaticha and shchita. So that there's no shehiya. So you're trying to continue this. Kilo, you're gonna make that into the tchilas ma'isa shchita. Now, Rish Lakish says, the Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, minayin the shechita shehi mefuras. A shechita is mefuras. When you have a shechita that has a chesaron, that it's not mefuras, it's felt in the etzem, and that's some shechita. Chet shachal l'shenom. Shechita needs to be mefuras. Imkain, when you were chaytech l'mala, and then you were hischil lishchit lamata. At the time when you were hischil lishchit, that chaticha lamata that you're doing right now is not mirvach rabach. So it's not mefuras. Ken zayin when you would finish it and you would get to a roiv. So then avada Rashi would be masking the thesis and yesh roiv b'makam echad and ken shchitim mefuras. He dal the first chaticha avada this second chaticha would be a shchita. But the problem is when you were hischil lishchit. When you were hiskel lishchit lamato, so now I need a dan for the first chaticha, which batzim should be a ma'isa treifa. The only way that it's not a ma'isa treifa is to say that it was a haskal shchita. So now I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to try to dan a hamshocha of shchita into the lamato. But if when you were hiskel lishchit, that ma'isa that you're doing now is a ma'isa of chaticha of shchita bebeiz mekaymes. So now, so what you're doing right now is not shchita mufaras. It's felt in the same shchita. So im kain, you can't have a hamshocha from the first chaticha into the second chaticha, and it will come out that the first chaticha was already ma'aseh treifa, and you lost your shechita. So this is all going with a mahalach of that the chasarin in mefuras is a chasarin of makam echad. Tosfos in his teretz for Rashi was coming to a whole different havana. Dainu that in Tosfos's havamina, you know. When Tosfos was being done Rashi, Tosfos understood that the problem of Mefuras is a problem of Makam Echad. So Tosfos is saying, if it's Makam Echad, so then at the end of the day, when you get a Roif, so you're good. If you have a Roif, so you have it Bechad Makam. Tosfos in his Tarot says, no, it's a different problem. It's a problem of Mirvach Ravach. It's a problem of that your Beis HaShechita is not Mirvach Ravach. It doesn't open up. Imkain. So when Tosfos is the Hainu, that in as much that the first chaticha is part of my ma'isa shchita, so now my ma'isa shchita that I'm doing, my ma'isa shchita's roiv that I'm doing in my second chatach, that's going to be that ma'isa shchita is not a ma'isa that's being merukh kravach, the Hainu, that it's not a word of having a chaticha, of having a shchita b'chad makam. The word is having a shchita that's mirvach rav. So memelo a chatichas roiv be'etam is a chaticha that creates a mirvach rav. I didn't see inside. I was told that the Tfaris Yaakov says that Hayatachin and Tosfos, it can't be that if you had a Chatzikana Pogum, and then you went ahead and you were Sheikha Lamato, and the Chayra, according to Tosfos Metzias, it's going to be felt in Mirvach Ravach over there. It says it can't be that that's going to be possible. It can't be that that's going to be felt in Shechita Mefuras. The Chayra, the Havana in this is because Mitzad my Maisa Shechita, the Maisa Shechita that I'm doing is a Maisa Shechita of Mirvach Ravach. If there's an outside factor that's going ahead and be ma'akev the Beis HaShechita from practically opening up, that's not a problem with Shechita Mefuras. Shechita Mefuras is that I need to do a Ma'is HaShechita that opens up. And I did. Grata, there was a Chatzikon HaPogum, that's me ma'akev it from Lama'is so opening up. Okay, that's not a problem for me. So Memelo, Kenzan Azoi, when you have two people that are shechting Roiv, each one mitzad atzmai is a shchita. Is a shchita b'fnei atzmai. So, when you only have a chaticha and then a shchita, you have a mir and then a roiv. So then, all this tzazamen is one ma'is a shchita. If it's all tzazamen, one ma'is a shchita, so then. That's going to be a problem because your second shchita is not a ma'isa that can open it up because there was a haschalas shchita of a miyot which is going to be ma'akiv the opening up of the second shchita, but when you have two ma'isim those two ma'isim are independent of each other. Each one is a ma'isa of roiv. So then, each one, if they would kilu simultaneously get to roiv, then there would not be a problem of not being Merkel Karabach, because in practicality they're not going to open up like the Metzias that the Maram is saying. But that's not felt in a Torah Shechita of Mir Karabach. It's not felt in Shechita Mifuras, because each Shechita L'Chshu La'atzmai, and each one can be done for itself, because each one has the Hechshah Shechita for itself. Doesn't need to come onto the other when you have both of them Reiv. So each one L'Chshu La'atzmai is a Shechita Mifuras. It's one pilpul. Alpi, we're trying to say in Rashi, maybe you could make a pulpul like this. The Teres Chaim, Frekta Kasha, he says, what's this Gemara doing over here? You look at the Rosh. The Rosh goes ahead. He brings down the next Mishnah, and then he brings down our Gemara. Our Gemara is completely a Gemara on the next Mishnah. What's this Gemara doing over here? Zok the Teres Chaim, light the Shiltas, I understand, because it's a chiddush in that you could get a roiv from being around. So because our Mishnah back on Chavzayin Ralph was talked about roiv shneim, so Melo, that's what we threw this in over here. He says, as light Rashi, on one side, where's the actual shechita? What does this have to do with anything that they were talking about? There's a vehicle. So Chaim was saying that just you could get out of it, but it's an interesting lashon in the Gemara that Kamrisa committed Shmuel Amrli bein shchitim mufuras v'laka zok there va'af Reb Shimon ben Lakish shavar bein shchitim mufuras. Oh yeah, how do you know? Tam Reb Shimon ben Lakish minayin l'shchita shei mufuras shnayim v'chetzav v'shach l'shem. It's like, oh, after Reb Shimon ben Lakish said this, you know how? Because he said that. He said that you need it. It's a very funny lashon. What do you mean? that's what he said. So maybe you could say a bubble like this. So according to what we're saying, that the var is that the chasaron of shechita mufuras is happening in the haschala of the shechita. I know you're chatach, and then you're hischa lishchit. So the problem is in the haschala of the shechita. When you're goymer avada, it's going to be considered shechita mufuras, no problem. The problem is in the haschala of shechita. Ken zayin that if you hold that yesh in the shechita mitchil v'atzayif, so avada, that's pashut that you would need to have a shechita mufuras even in the beginning. The whole shaila maybe could only be if you hold ein l'shchita el b'soif, meaning, is there a chasaron in not having a shchita mufras in the beginning? If at the end I'll have a shchita mufras, like Taisa says, because I have a rebbe makamachad, I'm kein shchita mufrasi. So what he's saying was that after Shimon ben Lakish savar being a shchita mufras, even Shimon ben Lakish that says ein l'shchita el b'soif, he also holds you need shchita mufras. Why? The Amar of Shimon ben Lakish minayin l'shchita shehi mufras. The problem is because it's not just a din in shchita. It's in part of the chavta of shchita. You don't have a shchita unless it's mufras. And like we heard last week, avada, even if you hold ein l'shchita el b'soif, avada, you need to have had a shchita through it. It's only kriya shchita el b'soif. But the Amar of Shimon ben Lakish minayin l'shchita shehi mufras. We felt in the chavta of shchita. So that's why even if you hold ein you need to have had a mufuras even when you were hischel lishchet at lamato, and that would be mitaritz what the hemshich is in Targumar.